Hi, my name is Andy Key, and I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook. I'm an entertainer through and through, and as a professional singer, voiceover artist, and MC, I've always loved the art of storytelling and becoming a character. I host radio shows and online conferencing. I'm also established in the corporate entertainment industry as a singer and character personality. I'll be reading extracts from three different genres of material. My first extract is an example of light-hearted, comical storytelling, adult fiction, non-fiction, about technology, from Hans Rosling. The Industrial Revolution saved billions of lives, not because it produced better leaders, but because it produced things like chemical detergents that could run in automatic washing machines. I was 4 years old when I saw my mum load a washing machine for the first time. It was a great day for mum, and she and dad had been saving money for years to be able to buy this machine. Granny, who had been invited to the inauguration ceremony for the new washing machine, was even more excited. She'd been heating water with firewood and hand-washing laundry her whole life. Now she was going to watch electricity do that work. She was so excited that she sat on a chair in front of the machine for the entire washing cycle, mesmerized. To her, the machine was a miracle. My next extract is an article from Focus magazine about consciousness in a TED Talk delivery. Consciousness is something we all believe we possess, but defining what it is has long challenged philosophers. Scientists seek to solve the problem using techniques ranging from measurements of brain activity to meditation. But how close are we to understanding what it really is? The room is full of people, yet totally silent. Sitting on their cushions, their eyes are closed and their faces expressionless. They look totally absorbed in something, as well they might, for they are attempting to get to grips with one of the most profound mysteries in all science, the nature of consciousness. My last extract is from a children's storybook called The Gruffalo, one of my 3-year-old daughter's favorite bedtime stories. A mouse took a stroll through the deep dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
"Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch with me in my underground house."
"It's terribly kind of you, Fox, but no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo."
"A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?"
"A Gruffalo? Why didn't you know? He has terrible tusks, and terrible claws, and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws."
Where are you meeting him?"
"Well, here by these rocks, and his favourite food is roasted fox."
"Roasted fox, I'm off," Fox said. "Goodbye, little mouse," and away he sped.
"Silly old fox, doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo."
I'm Andy Key, and thank you for listening to my audio samples. I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook so you can be heard.